Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone listening in. You're listening to Validate the Messages Within. I'm your host, Claire Braddock, and it is St. Patrick's Day. What a day today has been. Had my green on. I even specifically picked out a shirt for a friend of mine that I did not get an opportunity to swing by and see. My green shirt today says in black lettering, Good Witch. And I had a wonderful day, but past 2 days, yesterday and today, has just been just amazing. Wonderful, in the flow, going with the flow, synchronicities, signs, happiness, joy, all the above, and same as below. Great day. So yesterday, I stopped by my old office for my nursing work for CNA. I used to work here in town for an office and company, whatever. And I'm really good friends with the gal that works there, that's the scheduler. So big shout out to my friend Kim. Kim, if you're listening. And we were talking about just words in general, mostly. And along the same lines as this past Monday show, when I use a word, I try to be specific in what my definition of using that word is. I had talked Monday on my show about the word ascension and what my definition is and how I use it in comparison to how other people would use it in the, I'll say, biblical definition, where Jesus is coming back literally to gather up live, alive people, ascend them into heaven. My definition, when I use it, is different. My definition is more along the lines of we are ascending as an entire planet in our spiritual growth. So just as your soul or your spirit, you can grow spiritually as a person, I would lump that into a definition of you're ascending. You're a spiritual journey. So that was Monday's topic, but yesterday when I went into the office to visit with my friend Kim, we were talking about definitions of different words, and one word that came up was the word witch and witchcraft, and how many people, including Kim, you hear that word and, you know, your brain will immediately go to what your definition is, and a lot of times people's definition or what visions they see in their head or what they've been told or seen or know immediately is going to be, and I'll just lump it into like Hollywood stuff, what you see on the movies, you know, the Amityville Horror or sorcery being evil or the green nose and the warts like Wizard of Oz. But as we all know, just from watching the show Wizard of Oz, that movie, you've got your good witch of the north. I don't know where the good witch of the south is, but the good witch of the north, Gwenda, and then we got your bad witch, east and west. So today being St. Patrick's Day, I picked my green shirt, hoping that I would have had time to stop in at the office and see Kim and say, look, it's me, I'm good witch here. And let's see, what else did I do today? So I hooked up with some of my other girlfriends for St. Patty's Day. We went down to one of the local bar and grills, and I had the only beer that they had on their tap or whatever on the menu was even close to being St. Patty's Day was Guinness. So I had a Guinness, and then I had corned beef, potatoes, yum, delicious. So, and we kind of went around here in Montrose where I live, we've got R&R, put in an ad here for R&R and all the other places we went to, but went there, started there, and had a nice late lunch, and then we went over to another local brewery, and that's Two Rascals, and visited there, and then while I was there at Two Rascals, pulled out my deck of tarot cards and started throwing cards and doing readings for my girlfriend, Angela, that I hooked up with, and then we went over to Sam's Tavern, and actually, as a matter of fact, probably nobody knows this, but I actually, years and years and years and years ago, probably 2011, it had to have been 2010, it might have actually been 2010, now that I think about it, because I've been on Blog Talk Radio since, I believe, July of 2010, and it was Halloween shortly after I just started Blog Talk Radio, did a live show for Halloween down at Sam's Tavern. It was one of the first times ever I walked into that tavern. So we went over to Sam's Tavern, saw a lot of my friends down there, local friends, vets, other people that work in the same career with nursing and that. So had a great day today, and here I am tonight, back on the airwaves, ready to pull callers on, pull listeners on, have conversations, and of course, as in the title of my show here, validate the messages within. The reason I've got it titled, I Want to Be Somebody Here for You to Validate What You Already Know as Your Truth in Your Being. I want to validate to you what you most likely already know. Now, my being the psychic, and using that word loosely as well, that's just the common word that most people know. I am clairvoyant. I am a medium, which means I connect to those on the other side. Clairvoyant, clairaudient, occasionally clairsentient, all the clairs. Most psychics have all the clairs, clairaudient, clairsentient, clairvoyant, all those that focus in on and have a dominant clair. So my dominant clair is a clairvoyant. I can clearly see things. As that person for you, more information than what I can validate for you to already know, obviously, on a way that it's been explained in the past as a good analogy that I like to use is two people standing on opposite sides of a closed door. And that door has a large enough crack at the bottom where you can see each other at the bottom. You can tell possibly what color shoes the person on the other side of the door is wearing, per se. Okay? However, I'm going to be on one side of the door and next to whoever you're seeing, you know, for example, and you can see that the person on the other side of the door has red shoes on. Well, I'm standing next to that person with the red shoes on, so I can give you more information. I can validate, yes, I'm standing right next to that person. They are wearing red shoes, but I can go even further for you and validate more information. I can tell you what color shirt they're wearing, you know, et cetera. And that's all just an analogy, okay? That's my analogy to how my readings work, how my psychic information, clairvoyance comes in for mediumship work, for the when I do those type of readings. Sometimes they will be there like a living person, okay? Growing up this way, it has happened frequently, and I've come to a point where I kind of, I'll use the word, I like disregard it, like I don't care, where I see people that are not alive, they're crossed over, they're on the other side, our ancestors, however you want to put it, whatever word, they're literally standing right there. They look as if it's a living human being, okay? But it has become so common for me that I don't care. So when I do mediumship readings, sometimes they do come in like that, literal, standing right there. I've made it clear that when I do this work, like on the radio show here, yeah, let's not sit right next to me in the chair. I don't want to, like, turn my head to look behind me, and all of a sudden there's somebody sitting there. So I've made it clear that I prefer in this type environment to be working more with energy, where they will come through energetically to me, and I can clearly see them more so in my mind's eye, and then I can sense them very clearly, strongly, wherever they are in the room with me. If that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. I'm sure it does. Okay. So, let's see. Was there anything else I was going to say or talk about? I keep forgetting to talk about or mention my information. I briefed you on who I am, what I do, but not entirely why. I want to tell you why now and how to get a hold of me. So I am available for private readings and healing sessions. I do, now I'm struggling for a word, but specialize, or part of the work I do also includes healing work, working on all kinds of different levels when it comes to healing, whether that's spiritual healing, emotional healing, physical healing, however, whatever. I also do healings, long distance and in person. So the way to get a hold of me at this point right now, the quickest and easiest, is through my email. So I can be reached through email at trustclaire, that's TRUSTCLAIRE, at Gmail. So trustclaire@gmail.com. And as for, I've had this question come through a lot, as for rates, what I'm doing for rates. Well, I've been doing this professionally for, I have on my website listing here for Blog Talk 15 years, which is accurate, over 15 years. But since then, it's accumulated to closer to 20. 15 definitely professionally. And now that I'm coming back, had to take a 3-year break. And now that I'm back doing the readings and the healings, and it's still professional, but people have been asking me about my rates. And here's what I've decided right now at this point. Ruby on the line will be happy to hear that I finally kind of made a decision. But there is so much information out in the world right now. We can get it online. It comes to us intuitively. We are in what's referred to as the age of Aquarius. We're coming out of the dark ages. We're at the beginning of the light. And the information is just intense and incredible. And I personally, in my belief system, I believe that all this, there is new stuff. I mean, we're growing and learning, and there's new information. But also at the same time, this is all old information. Okay? This is stuff that our soul, that we are just remembering. We have forgotten how to telepathically communicate with each other. We have forgotten how to tune into each other's energy, our auras, and all that stuff, that psychic, spiritual, metaphysical stuff. We have had, for certain reasons, had to forget it and bury it, and now it's coming back to the surface. And so, with that said, rate-wise, with all this information, I don't necessarily feel or am being guided to fully charge for what I do. That's one of the reasons why I'm doing the radio shows. It's free. Free for me, free for you. With so much information and so many people that are ready to step into their power, step into who they truly are at a soul level, people who are ready to remember are just needing guidance and validation. I am at this point just not willing to say, well, I'll charge this much for an hour or 15 minutes or whatever, when there are so many people that are just, we're here to help each other. We're all one. We're all in this globally together. And part of what helped confirm that to me, that's the right direction to go in right now, is I was on a conference call yesterday before my show yesterday. I jumped on a conference call for conscious dreaming and lucid dreaming, and it was an amazing introductory conference call to a 6-month workshop type that this person's doing, and he is amazing. He's got some amazing freaking information. His name is Robert Moss, who specializes in lucid dreaming, conscious dreaming. I mean, everything that he was saying on this conference, hour-long conference call yesterday, was spot on. I mean, there wasn't a single thing that I did not agree with when it comes to who we are, where we're going, what dreams are actually all about, and blah, blah, blah. So I went to his website. He also has books out. So, you know, buy the books. That's great. Someone writes a book, buy their book. But I went to his website because I was very interested in participating in the workshop that's coming up. He's in Australia or something, doing this whole webinar online stuff. So, yeah, I can participate if I'm not in the same country. But the price, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I don't have that kind of money. Even I don't have it. If I don't have it, then other people probably don't either. You know, there it's like the things that we are so desperately, and that may be a strong word to use, but at least for me, things that I am so desperately, for me personally too, wanting validation on, wanting more information on, information at a soul level, in a spiritual, mystical sense, is downloaded into my cells, into my body, into my brain all the time, and it gets difficult to process all of that into my brain for three-dimensional reality living. And so we need each other, and I just don't feel that charging an arm and a leg, pints of blood, firstborn and third husband, for this work. So, if you want a private reading, touch base with me through email, trustclaire@gmail.com. We'll set something up. I am more than willing to accept, I don't like the word donations, but tips or whatever. If you want to compensate for my time financially, I'm not going to turn that down, but I'm not charging right out the door. Okay, enough said. We're going to go to the call lines. I am taking live on the air, finally. We've got live with us now, area code 67. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Regina.
Regina, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you. Same to you.
Wonderful. So, I'm going to look deeper into your heart with what's going on with you. And if you want to tell me what's on your mind, we can start right there and I'll look into it.
Okay.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a situation dealing with finding employment. But the thing about it, I'm getting interviews, and whatever, and some of them are for my creative work, and some of them are just like a typical 9-to-5. But even though the creative come and go, but I need something stable. And I just want to see if something is coming up that's going to be more concrete for me.
The energy coming through around you within your space, your energy that and it comes through in a way where it's right there. All you have to do is tap into it to manifest it, okay? And what comes through is the education, okay? You've got, for the stable, secure job or career, the way you put it, being stable, you've already got the main foundation for that. But then I'm shown there's additional classes or education to further that. And
mm-hmm.
that's where the
yeah.
energy is going to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I get comes through with a big number one, which is my symbol for the beginning of the next month. So
okay.
ask for when you will have that job that has more financial long-term security.
Mm-hmm.
That timing comes through right now, which would be the beginning of April, because I get a big number one, and that big number one comes through with the indication of the beginning of the next month. Okay, that's going to be a breakthrough.
Okay.
Until then, and I know it's only like two more weeks till April, but until then, the energy around you is all indicating the creative stuff. And it feels a lot like you really don't want to give that up.
Yeah. You're right, because I have something coming up Saturday. Yeah, and I have something coming up Saturday to do my creative work. So it gave me a little pocket change, you know, and I'm thankful for that. So I didn't want to turn down that opportunity. So
I get a lot of, and it comes through, too, as like a mirror situation with me as well. The creative stuff, that's your soul. If you were to give that up too long, you would feel like you'd go through a grief process, like you're losing part of your soul, because that is such a huge part of your passion, your purpose. So if there's a way to incorporate it into this three-dimensional job, corporate job, we're coming to a time we will be changing globally our money system, okay?
Okay.
And so working out in reality or in the real world or whatever you want to call it, just remember in the back of your mind, that's all temporary. You're still being of service to another person, to other people, and it's not going to be too much longer when everything is going to change so that we are able to be more creative at a soul level globally.
Okay.
And I know that's a lot deeper than probably your main basic question of will you get a good paying job? Because the answer to your question is just yes, you will be getting that. And it should be coming up here real soon. Like I said, I get that number one. Beginning of the month is where there's a huge, huge breakthrough.
Okay.
And the blocks, whatever, I'm not being shown specifically what the blocks are, but whatever blocks there were preventing you from getting into a more stable, consistent income, those blocks are being removed. So that frustration with that is going to be something of the past.
Yes. Oh, yes. I've been looking for a very long time because the early part of last year I lost both of my jobs. Like, it was really back-to-back, and it was really unexpected in some ways. And it's like, okay, Lord, what am I going to do now? I mean, you know I have these children. You know I got to pay bills. You have to provide for me, you know, from here until whenever I can get another job. So it's like right now it's at the point, like, I kind of given up on the job search in a way because I'm so tired of focusing. And I think if I want it so bad, it's just not going to come. And I just feel like if I just let it go, and then maybe it will come in with a little ease to me instead of me just really focusing it.
Yes, that's true. You're right on that in both ways, where if you focus on something too much, you're holding the energy in. It's that saying, the common saying, let go and let God.
Yeah.
So, yes, you're correct, where if you focus too much on wanting it so bad, then you're holding on to the energy too much to let it go out and happen. But then at the same time, you fully do want to keep a focus on it and keep it in your mind, visualize it so that it does happen.
Right.
So it's a very, very fine line to walk of, okay, when do I let it go and when do I keep a focus on it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and here's the other thing, and I've said this before in my shows, this will just help hugely immediately. When you think about the job that you're wanting, I want you to think about it and ground your heart chakra to the center of this earth and make sure you say this earth, this planet earth. Make sure your heart and your heart chakra, that energy, is grounded to the center of this earth, because so many times we're not, our heart's desires are not grounded on this planet. So they're not manifesting. Our heart's desires are manifesting on Venus and Mars. That's why we're sending people to Mars, because too many people haphazardly grounded their heart passions to Mars. So So if you can just put the thought out there, I am, my heart's desires are grounded in this earth, to this Mother Earth, then things will just start opening up for you rapidly.
Wow.
All righty, sweetie.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Would you like to be put back on the call line then, the listener line?
Yes, please. Please.
Okay. We'll do that. We'll put you back on hold. Okay. Now, the next caller that I have in line is all number one. So I'm assuming it's like a Skype or something. So I'm pulling up. What comes through on my screen is 111.
Yes, the Skype call.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Trish.
Trish, how are you tonight, Trish?
I'm doing great. I was wondering what you could pick up around relationship.
Relationship. A specific relationship or just any random relationship you want me to pick up on?
Yes.
Like,
do
you have someone in mind? Or? I'm sorry, you do have somebody in mind?
Yes.
Okay. Hold that person in your mind. Okay. There's a lot of stuff going on. Okay, before we can fully move into the relationship formation, the energy that immediately comes through that needs to be worked through to progress on is there's a younger male in your life. And I don't know who this younger male is, but there is a, because he comes through to your side and down, so he's younger than you. And I don't know if he's a relation or not, but there's a younger male that is causing, it just, the word that just comes to is conflict for you. Are you following me? Am I making sense how I'm wording everything?
I'm not aware of this person.
Okay, well, let's see, want more information. Well, keep that in the back of your mind because it's an energy that's in your space. And like I said, I'm not getting names or anything either. I'm just being shown a younger male in your space that's causing an energetic conflict, okay? Now, with that out of the way, because information when it comes through to me, certain information won't go away until I blurt it out, get rid of it, say it, relay it, so that I can get to the other. So now that is out of the way. Relationship-wise, I am being shown strong, and you know who I'm talking about because you got this person in your mind, right?
Right.
Okay. Strong psychic and karmic connection. Okay? Mm-hmm. Strong psychic karmic connections between the two of you. It's going to be stronger between the two of you next week. I see a lot of positive things between this relationship. I keep being shown the two of you at a like a dinner table. So it's like a dinner table type setting and travel involved. And then things progressing, and that comes through as I get the number six months. Now ask me another specific question. We're down to like 60 seconds. So everybody on the call line, if you want to stay on, I'll try and reach you while we're in archive.
Okay, so
you have to stay on the line.
So the quick question is, you saw the dinner date next week, so you confused me with the 6 months. Is the starting in the next week and then the real takeoff 6 months?
Yeah, the real takeoff, like, well, not the real takeoff. Over the next 6 months, it's going to progressively get brighter and brighter. Because I keep being shown the symbol of a star. To me, the star is that guidance, hope, things are going in the right direction. And over the next 6 months, like it's time frame of 6 months, that star keeps coming through brighter and brighter and brighter. So the relationship right now is on the right track, and it's going to progressively over the next 6 months still be on the right track and growing even stronger and brighter.
Got it. Okay. I know you have other callers, so I'll let you go, but thank you so much.
And does that help?
It does. So I was really asking about someone who I was thinking of reconciling with, and so I didn't even mention that, and it kind of sounded like that's what you were saying.
Yeah. Things will be, things, yeah, that connect, yeah. Because you have that soul connection, the karmic connection with this person, too.
Right.
So things are going to be karmically, soul contract wise, whatever, put right back, put back on track. So the two
Got
of
it.
You can. Right. Okay, Trish, I'm going to put you back on the listener line.
Okay, great.
Okay. All righty, going to the next caller. I'm going to pull on the line and let me see, make sure. Okay, so I've got area code 917. It's 917.
Hello.
Yes, 917. You're live on the air. What's your name?
Thank you for taking my call. This is Ellen, and I'm calling from New York.
Okay. I caught New York, but I didn't catch your first name.
Ellen.
Ellen. Excellent. And how are you tonight?
I've had some better nights.
It's St. Patrick's night.
Oh, I know, and I had to work late, so I didn't get to celebrate St. Patrick's. And when I got home, I found that part of my apartment had been flooded, water dripping from upstairs.
Shit.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, you've had a better night. Okay.
Yes.
So
anyway.
So the question to you then, I know I'm the psychic, and but I'm going to ask you the question. Water, obviously, is connected with emotions. So if you come to find out that your home is flooded, what emotions are you not allowing out? What emotions are you thinking? Well, that's the first thing that comes through. I mean, if you have other, I mean, ask away with whatever you want to. But when you tell me that, the first thing that my mind goes to is, what are you damming up inside of you that ended up happening in your actual reality, in your home, in your space? So what emotions are you not wanting to release? And you don't have
actually,
to answer out loud on the air. It could be something that's really intimate and personal for you. It's just something that I would want you to look at.
I will. I never thought of it in those terms. And I will give it some thought.
Awesome. Okay, well, now that that's out of the way, you're calling in. You have something probably else on your mind. What would you like me to look at? What's on your mind?
I would like to move. Do you see that coming up? You see, I live in New York, and affordable housing here is just, it's like apartments.
Non-existent?
Exactly. So it's like very hard just to find another place to live. Anyway, maybe something, you know, maybe things will align and it'll turn out. But in any event, what do you see coming up regarding
Okay. My information is coming through for at least the next 3 months. And you will not be moving within the next 3 months from what I'm being shown right now. Okay?
Okay.
That doesn't mean it won't happen. That just means that's definitely not where the energy is headed. I mean, you can always force it to happen. If you want to pack your stuff up and live on a park bench, that's fine. I don't see that, but you have that choice. My recommendation for you, I would suggest that you take some time, like we started the call with, take some time to look deep inside yourself and see if there's any emotions that you're not wanting to release. And just at least acknowledge them, because with what happened with the flooding, connecting to a mirror to yourself, once you might be able to do that, you will probably be able to move out of that place and move forward in life in a huge way. Because there is something, I am being shown, there is something that you are holding on so dearly and tightly to, and it comes through with... And this may not be specifically connected to the emotions and the flooding situation, but I am being shown similar to the saying, if you love something, let it go, and if it loves you, it'll come back. But, you know, the if you hold, because I keep being shown like a butterfly in your hand, and you know, if you hold a butterfly in your hand and crush it, you kill it. But if you open your hand up, you give it to fly away, but it usually just stays there. So I keep being shown like those symbols, those visions coming in, that there is something that's very precious and dear to you that you don't want to let go of because you're scared to let go of it, not completely knowing that if you just release there's a huge difference between the two. If you just start to release it, you're not pushing it away or letting it go or never having it come back. Does that make sense how I'm wording everything?
Yes, yes. But it's not so much of an emotion. I'll have to give it some thought. Let me put it that way. I'll think about this and I'll replay what you said. In light of the fact that you don't see any move coming up in the next 3 months, do you see any changes within the next couple of months, or is all of this blocked?
No, not all of it's blocked. Actually, what comes through is because I do the blocks that I see are very, very minor. I'm just not seeing I'm not seeing change of residence or a new actual building. In the immediate future. It keeps coming through as faint energy after 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
Are you just not wanting to stay there that long? Is that part of where you're coming from?
Yeah. But, you know, 3 months I could make do, as long as I was moving to something better.
And it's better, because I am shown... And again, it's a fainter energy because it's a further time frame out. Right now, it's the time of this call, okay? And I am shown a new building, a new living place, a different building, and it comes through with the home energy. And it's a much, it feels and looks more like your match. Where it's your energy, it's your home, it's your space and place. It's more than just I live here.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I want to say, I'm sorry.
April, May, June, July. Yeah, and I get a big number 7 came through indicating July, and that's what, 4 months? April, May, June, July. That's 4 months. Mm-hmm. So July, with number 7 coming through, that's where I'm showing all of your patience going through the next couple months finally pays off, and I'm shown home, new. It's like you're proud to walk into this place.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Okay, I'm going to put you back on the listener line, okay, hon? Because we're down to about, I have no idea. I'm trying to watch the clock because we're not live anymore, and I don't want to get cut off midstream.
Thank you so much. I really don't want to bother you anymore. Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
Okay, hon. Okay, you do your work, and I'm going to send good vibes your way.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, the next person in line is actually, let's see. I think I'm skipping down one. Okay, I'm pulling 347 on the live call. 347, are you there?
Yes, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. You're very welcome.
My name
now
is Anthony. Yeah.
Anthony?
Mm-hmm. No, calling from New York.
Okay. Okay, my clock says 9:39, and this will absolutely just cut us off at my time, 9:45. So we're going to head right in, and if we get disconnected, I'm just not going to stop. So if we get disconnected, I completely apologize. You can touch base with me, email, or on my Facebook. There's links on here to my Facebook, and I can finish it too. So, okay, what's your question? Let's do it.
My question is, should I continue trying to get into professional sports?
Professional sports. Okay. The question that came through is what's stopping you? And not that you're to answer that, but I get you need to look at what's stopping you, because I get a lot of unfounded fears. I get that you feel like, and just to generalize it, there's a feeling of not good enough, and I don't even really get rejection. The competition's stiff, of course, but I get a lot of feeling like you're chained, because I get the vision of like an elephant that has the cuff around its ankle, but there's no chain connected. So the elephant thinks it can't go further. that it's restricted to a certain circle. And that's the energy that I pick up around you when it comes to should you continue to pursue the professional sports, that it's your own limitations that's stopping you. So push through those, and then I get that you do get a contract. Like it literally comes through that you are signed, you have a contract signed. So there's your answer.
Thank you very much.
I went through all that just to get, and then at the end of the reading, briefly, it comes through. I'm shown contract signed, huge, and it's big. It's like the other image I just saw is you have to be familiar with King Arthur and the sword and the sword and the stone.
Yes.
Yeah, the sword, I'm showing you pulling the sword out. So you have, it's for you, it's meant for you. What the professional sports that you want to do professionally, sword and the stone is there for you to pull out, and then I'm showing the contract, so. Okay, was there anything else with that? Because if that's it, then we won't get disconnected.
Yes, that would be it. Thank you very much for your time and patience.
Okay, I hope you have a wonderful night, Anthony.
You too.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the, I'm going to put you on the hold, and then we're going to disconnect the show, so. All righty.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, everyone. We're going to call it a night for our show now because we're down to, my clock says 42, which would mean like 3 minutes. So I'm going to tell everybody real quick again who's listening to Archives. I am Claire Braddock, also known as Trust Claire. You can reach me at trustclaire@gmail.com. Okay, so for email, trustclaire@gmail.com. And again, with the rates, I've completely decided at this point right now, if you need a reading, a psychic reading, if you need a healing of whatever sorts, contact me. We'll set something up privately. I'm here for people because we're in that time where we're all in this together. We need to be in this together. And if you would like to offer me something in exchange for my reading on a monetary value, that is okay. I'm not going to turn that down. It is more primary for me right now to be of service to other people. Okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening in. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the night.